This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, about what's wrong with Chinese manufacturing, what's wrong with the Chinese economy, why the unemployment, why the dire situation in housing. Chris is very careful about how Chinese manufacturing succeeded in these previous decades and how it is now failing. It comes down to subsidy. Here's Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com, very familiar with the Chinese export-only model, describing the day it went wrong and continues wrong. More of this later.
Well, John, part of the new twist that the Chinese government is having problems with, the Chinese provide a direct, call it 3% incentive on export-based manufacturing. So the Chinese government is actually, in effect, paying you 3% of your product cost to move that product overseas. Since the disruptions in the Chinese economy of the last 2 years, increasingly the government is not able to pay those 3% rebates. That makes many Chinese manufacturers either not viable or marginally viable. So the lack of government support that's really kicked in over the last 2 years is sapping that manufacturing sector, number one. Number two, globally, consumers are in a recession. So China as the factory floor for the world, if the rest of the world gets sick, China will get sick as well because you cannot build out of thin air if there's not market demand for product.